Wheels
podcast.
We're back.
Back again.
Told you about the consistency. We had to make it happen. Let's just get straight into it, Leonard, because people are already bored of this team.
Mm-hmm.
But as I was saying to Rums yesterday, I think people come to a Real Wheels channel to see you, fam. I feel like this, I might have to remix the whole name. It might have to be Will and Rules.
No, man, it's a good partnership.
No, it's good.
It's a good partnership.
I think because you're not active on the socials, you just say your thing here.
Yeah.
This is like the platform where...
Yeah, if you want to hear the truth, come to Real Wheels podcast.
You seen the TikTok views as well?
No, I haven't seen it.
We're getting like 100K.
That's dope.
On TikTok.
Hold tight the people watching us on TikTok.
Hold
Big
tight
up yourself.
The people. Hold tight Joseph as well.
Big up Joseph.
And in the mandem. Well going for Haseem Rahman, G. What's your views on this dog? Because we know you're going to go in right now.
As I said on an episode before, the reason why this guy's at heavyweight, because he's lazy. He's lazy. And he hasn't made weight. He can't make weight because he's lazy.
This is two episodes in a row. Lee has been getting on to people about laziness. Man. He's getting on to Gil about being lazy. Now he's getting on to now he's getting on to Haseem about being lazy.
Listen,
the man them are being lazy though. They're not patterning the thing.
You knew what was said in the contract. It was written in the contract.
It was.
And then the commission said, at these dates, you got to make X weight. Who do you think you are not to make these weights?
But apparently, do you see what Wade was saying in his video? Hold tight, Wade as well. He was saying that even though it looked like he lost a pound, that's not what happened. He crashed it.
Of course he done that. He done a sauna, done a sweatsuit,
done the chest weight.
Weight. Yeah.
Then he was actually went back to his normal weight.
Once you rehydrate and put the salts and minerals back in your body,
and now he's 215 actual weight.
Natural weight. Yeah.
But we still don't want to hear all that though.
Don't want to hear all that.
I don't.
And no, it is though. You know why he can't lose the weight? Because he's lazy and he doesn't know about hunger.
He's never had a hungry belly.
He doesn't know suffering and pain. He doesn't know hard work.
Bro,
he went private school. He's been lazy. He doesn't know about the grind himself. He's spoon-fed.
I just couldn't
believe that's why he can't be cruiserweight. Yeah, How dare he try and call you out at cruiserweight?
At cruiserweight, and he can't make cruiserweight.
All this time when he was calling you out, I thought he was a cruiserweight.
This is what I thought. Bro, I honestly thought he even had professional fights at cruiserweight.
Trust me.
I didn't realise they were all heavyweight. And then when he's calling man at cruiser, he's now saying he physically can't make cruiser. Then he's signing contracts to fight other people at cruiser.
Listen.
Make it make sense.
I watched the video of him speaking. Bro, he doesn't look drained. I know people trying to make weight. They look like crackheads. Draw size sucked in. Their back's looking like Skeletor. Bro, I've seen people make weight countless times. I've been around too long and this guy's looking like me. He's looking like me. He's like, oh boy, bro. I can't make 90, you know?
Listen. It's guaranteed he can lose weight. We've seen the physique.
It's the hard work. He ain't got it in him. Bro, he's rich.
You've seen people when they're cutting weight. Bro. Sucking lemons. Drinking black tea.
Just watch UFC.
He ain't drinking black tea. Yeah. You know when people drinking black tea to make weight? Black tea with a slice of toast. And a boiled egg.
He's got money. He can buy a bike. Put the bike in his house when he's watching TV. Ride that bike. Buy a cross trainer. Use that cross trainer. Get a proper S&C coach and a nutritionist. A chef. You've got some funds.
People try to blame Jake though, innit? And saying like, because Jake taught Smokey, now that my man's a bit heavier, he's making it a big deal. Everyone's like, bro, Jake, you've been chatting Smokey.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I hear it from that side.
I hear it from when he said, I'm fighting the heavyweight. Now he doesn't really want
to
fight.
And then he was saying to Eddie in that interview, get anyone.
Yes. That's the
yapping,
issue
you know
I
what I'm
saying? Because he was like to Eddie Hearn, I'll fight any cruiserweight. I can be a whatever champion. Eddie said, I got Chev.
I got
10 cruiserweights that you can fight from Matchroom. Choose one of them. His chef, blah, blah, blah.
And he's like, I don't know him.
Yeah.
That's the thing. That's why he gets fought. Himself
he
in
could
the sticky
fought. He could have fought. There's fighters out there for him to fight, professional fighters. He chose Haseem because he's...
Good pick.
But I thought he knew that he weren't going to make weight or he had doubts.
Yeah, yeah. Or he knew that if he did make... Cruiser, he'll be drained out.
Yeah,
like,
drained
BJ
down.
Probably told him, listen, bro, this is what you do. Drain him down. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I honestly thought Haseem had fights at cruiserweight as
Same
a professional. Then he says, oh no, I campaign at Bridgerweight.
Bridgerweight came around yesterday.
Low it, man.
Bridgerweight came around yesterday.
Fresh news.
Fresh. Only WBC. Is sanctioning.
And they're saying, I campaign at Bridgerweight. And listen, all of his fights have been WBC fights.
Yeah.
That means you didn't fight.
And I don't think
means you fought a heavyweight.
I don't think he's ever weighed in at 95 kg.
I don't think so.
And he's trying to say he's a Bridgerweight fighter.
But
God forbid this liar.
What's next for Jake, man? What's next for Jake?
He really should have fought an actual fighter. Should have kept the date. Mm. I feel sorry for the other fighters on the show.
What about what do you call it? He's saying Haseem was saying Muslim was a replacement. Like Muslim offered to be a replacement. Yeah.
But it's not Jake up to Showtime.
Yeah.
So, but Muslim should. But Haseem was the replacement for Tommy. So you want to get a replacement for the replacement?
This guy's always a replacement. He was my replacement. He was my replacement too, and he didn't even fight.
Yeah.
But so that's... this guy's a replacement.
What's next for Jake? Is it back to fighting MMA people? Is it trying to fight Nate Diaz? I heard Nate Diaz has got one more fight left on his contract with UFC.
Bisping.
He don't want you with Bisping.
Why not?
Yeah, Bisping's got one eye as
Why
well.
Not? Why not? This is what I'm saying, like... We're now picking based on the room he's been picking, right?
Yeah.
And you want to prove that your opponents are getting tougher.
Yeah.
Stop picking my man that used to weigh 170 back in the day in his prime, that is now old and weighs 190.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then saying you fought the former world champion. Fight a former world champion that was 205.
But you know what's funny though?
Rampage or something.
Jay Leon Love.
Why you fight Rampage or something?
No, he ain't gonna, because he knows these type of
things. No, beasts, but these men are not boxers.
Yeah, they're not boxers.
They're not boxers.
Yeah, but they're different. They come from a different.
Anderson box. Silva.
Yeah, Anderson Silva would have been a good one.
That's a that good one.
A good one.
Anderson Silva's a good
even
one.
Even though he's old now, that would have been a
he very just
good
needs
one.
An MMA done that got hands.
Yeah. But look, even Jay Leon Love and his relationship with like Moosin and them, man, I'm surprised how it's all mad.
I'm confused.
Yeah, I'm surprised.
I don't understand the dynamic. I don't understand. We're not supposed to understand
Muslim,
the dynamic.
We're best friends doing Instagram skits together.
Yeah. I remember. Because Muslim was loving it, mate.
Yeah.
He built a lot of that Muslim boxer page up through hanging that, around with Jake. Because he was his sparring partner for what fight?
Oh, is it? I don't know.
Was it Woodley? The first one?
Who?
Muslim. I think he was Jake's sparring partner for the first Woodley.
First or second, yeah.
Yeah, they called him into camp, I think, for that.
Yeah.
Or Nate or something. But either way, they were brethren, and now it's like jump ship, change size. Everyone's just trying to gain a little...
Personally, me, I'm not happy with these shows getting cancelled because I feel sorry for the other fighters that are trained hard.
People forget
put money
that, you
into
know?
It.
People forget
you know
that.
I'm saying? Bro, I remember a time when one of my fights got cancelled. It brought me to tears and anger.
Because you sacrificed.
Sacrificed.
You sacrificed. You put yourself out.
I was riding my pedal back from Bow to Els Court.
Yeah, see, that's
every
cool.
day at 10 p.m. Wing it
for men
in,
to say I'm done, I'm out. For men to say I'm
bro,
out.
Bro, all these runs and all of that, long runs, suffering.
But hold tight, Jake, as well on this one, just because I know he trains. As we say, no boxing in
yeah,
no
yeah,
life.
Yeah.
And he ain't got no boxing.
What do you think, he's going to be out this year? Or
I think he'll be out this year, but I think his focus is going to turn into trying to jeopardize our brother's thing now. Try to jeopardize JJ's thing, maybe. Because he's got nothing else to do now. Just roll over the season. Come over too and follow man around fight week, you know, just do Jake stuff.
I know
he's got
know
time to do that.
He's in a position where he wants to try and clown the performance.
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
what he's
yeah,
waiting
yeah,
for.
Of course,
he's
of course.
He's some sketchy
course.
Stuff so he can clown the performance.
But not just the performance, the whole week.
Yeah.
He ain't got nothing else to do.
Yeah.
Why he ain't going to come here just for the fight? He's going to be here on some, I'm going to take as much attention away from your thing as possible.
But you can't, though. This is London, man.
IFL interviews.
Yeah, IFL
you
interviews.
Know I mean? You
stuff
know what I mean?
Like
just
that.
Doing
yeah.
platforms, man, yeah. don't do like that.
Mm.
Just whilst he's here, he's going to try to pull some stunts. But anyway, the way we're going to conclude this one, Kevin, we're not going to go on too long about this one. Haseem, don't sign to do things you can't do. And yes. Jake... If you have an agreement and you want people to stick to it, that is fine. But don't do all the big chat in between, because that's when people are going to challenge you and say, why are you chalk big if you can't fight a man that's a little piece heavier?
Exactly.
That is it. But like and subscribe. Real Moves Podcast has been consistent now. Streaming platforms, check those as well. Every time you see one of these, there is a streaming one for you to get me.
Yep,
whip
Spotify,
around to
Apple,
get all of that.
Tidal.
Everything.
All of them.
Yeah, so like and subscribe. Peace.
Bless.